Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, you didn't know Paul McCartney was a bluegrass artist till this service, did you? But he actually is. Even though we did sing one of his Beatles songs there, Let It Be. He actually played on the Deep Canyon Rangers bluegrass song, doing a song that Steve Martin, who is a very good banjo player, not just a comedian, wrote called My Best Love. So he has creds with us here playing today. But I wanted to do that in part because I'm going to start off telling you a story that Paul McCartney once told. Back in 1967, when they were recording the album that became Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, which was considered one of the greatest rock albums made of all time, they were putting out songs at a fast clip at one point, because when you have two or three people writing songs, sometimes they come in a burst. And they couldn't get time in the studio at Abbey Road that they were known for. And in order not to be found by anyone, they booked another place under an assumed name, thinking they would show up unnoticed. When they got to that studio, there was a man outside, Wainium. And McCartney said, who are you? And he said, I'm Jesus Christ. And knowing the humor that John Lennon and Paul McCartney did, they said, well, we better invite Jesus into the studio. So they invited the man to sit in the back while they recorded a song called I'm Fixing a Hole, which is a metaphor about fixing all the things that are broken in our lives and repairing not only the holes in our ceiling, but the holes in our lives and relationships. The man was nodding along in the back, and they thought, okay, Jesus likes the song. So when they finished it, they turned around to say, well, what do you think, Jesus? And the guy was gone. No one knew how he got in the studio, how he got there, or when he left. And McCartney is quoted as saying, was he Jesus? You never know in this life, right? I put that before you because I think to really understand our lessons for us, it is the passage from our second lesson. For many have hosted angels unaware by our acts of righteousness and goodness, small and large. I say that because we start off our gospel lesson talking about humility, and there's humility in our first lesson. The problem is, as soon as you start talking about humble, you're not humble anymore. You know, as soon as you start focusing on being humble, you're doing humble for getting something out of it, and that no longer makes you humble. But what if we adjusted the way we think about the people around us in this world? What if instead of seeing someone as just a bum on the street or someone that cut us off in traffic, that person might be a messenger, which is what the word angel just means. It is the Hebrew and then the Greek word for messenger that God has put along the way to give us the opportunity to show righteousness and mercy, because that's what we want from each other. Isn't it? So think about that way. What if we started to encounter people thinking of what value they have rather than what responsibility or privilege we have in life? You see how dark and light, how up and down that changes the whole world? And I think that's what being humble is. If you think about being humble, like I say, you're going to be proud of it, you know, and then it ruins it. But what if you encounter someone today, or maybe tomorrow, or this week, and instead of just brushing them off, you try to pay attention to what their needs were, what their concerns were, what they might be. Have you ever thought about other people that way? I think that's the way Jesus treated people. Isn't it interesting? Throughout all these stories, Jesus is traveling. Sometimes he's hungry. He doesn't get enough sleep. If you read the accounts, you know, he's perplexed at times. But any one time anyone brings him a situation, he listens to it. Now, it doesn't mean he always does what they want. And that doesn't mean that God will always gift us what we want. But what if the person you encounter later today in the 7-Eleven is a gift from God? What if the moment that you take time to pay attention to them, let them in the line, laugh at a situation, becomes the moment of grace that that person needed at that time in their life? So you see, that's how God works, according to the Bible. Unexpectedly, unannounced, unappreciated. A few weeks ago, we had a lesson about Abraham. Do you remember that? Abraham looks up and sees three men walking towards his tent. Well, Abraham had that perception, I guess, these are not ordinary people. But what if everyone we encounter is not an ordinary person, but a special gift from God sent into our lives? I think that would help me from not getting frustrated when someone cuts me off in traffic, because I've been known to question their heritage when that happens, or where they're going. If it would improve us, if we, instead of looking inward at what we should be happening to us and what others should be doing for us, began to realize that all the gifts we have, our time, our talent, our treasure, all the possessions, the opportunities we have in life, were meant to be a blessing, a gift for others. That God is indeed using our hands and our feet and our mouths to be His messengers in the world. I think that's what our lessons are driving in for us today, is if it's necessary, maybe do as St. Francis used to do, to always try to see the face of Jesus in every face He looked at. If that's what it takes to shake us up a little bit, to get us out of our self-serving attitudes and into an area of service. Have you ever done that? Have you ever, for whatever reason, not aware, held a door up for someone because you just kind of felt compelled to do it? I believe that's the Spirit moving in us. It may not seem as significant as Pentecost and the great events we read in the Bible, but that could be the very moment that that person needed a sign of grace. You could be it. You could be it. Each of us, not just pastors and clergy and people who are trained, but all of us have been getting many different gifts and talents and abilities in this life, some of them very simple and some of them very profound. But if we give them away, what actually happens is instead of losing them, we get it back more. The joy we have in serving, the pleasure we have in walking through this world, not with an attitude, but with a caring self, makes us healthier, makes us better, and makes God visible in our troubled world. I want to leave you with a true example. When I was serving back in Basie, if you've ever been back to Basie or Orkney Springs, there are two ways to get there, and no others. You come in 263, or you come from Rockingham County on Runyons Creek Road. They meet at the post office, Orkney, and there ain't no way other than going over the mountain to get to the other side. So no one came to our church, Prince Peace, unless they intended to be there, either a visitor at the resort or on the, you know, no one traveled and stopped. And one day, as we were finishing up worship service, we were having a luncheon, and a young man with rather long hair, and you could tell he'd been on the road, you know, he hadn't had much of a chance to keep himself very clean, knocked at the door and said, "I'm on my way to Ohio." And I went, "Oh, yeah? This is going to be interesting. Ohio through Basie? Yeah, I don't know a way to get to Ohio from Basie that I'm aware of, unless you have a helicopter." And he says, "I'm really hungry." Well, I'm very proud of our group of people. No one kicked him out the door. No one shuffled him. He said, "Let's invite him in." And I whispered to someone, "Angel," unaware, just as a joke, you know. Okay? Just a joke to someone, you know. And we fed him. We talked to him a little bit. And, you know, everybody treated him nicely. And he seemed to really appreciate a break on his way. And we got busy cleaning up. And we said, you know, maybe we could give him a ride out to the road, because he ain't good to Ohio this way. And we looked around, and he was gone. So we sent one car out one way, 263, another car out the other way, Runners Creek Road. Each of them went about 10 miles and came back. We couldn't find him. Now, was this person, whose name was Michael, which is the name of the archangel, which is our protector, if you read the Bible, the Old and New Testament. Now, was he really an angel? I don't know. But I believe in the kindness and mercy that congregation showed that day, God was as present as He is in the sacrament or any other way. This is a blessing that we have, that we can share and give our love and grace and mercy and receive more and more in return. You never know when you may be hosting angels unaware as well. Amen. Amen.